And now, here they are, Jamie and Lisa.
This is the Halifax Daily News for Tuesday, April the 29th.
Tuesday, the bastard child of the week.
Where'd you get that from?
I don't know. I just made it up.
So what's in the news today, Lisa?
Well, we have to announce that we are on Twitter, the Halifax Daily News. We now have a Twitter account. You can find us at HFX Daily News, and we'll be tweeting about things going on, all things podcast related. So we'll give you updates on upcoming shows, any live events that we're going to be doing, because we do have plans to take this show. And
we're
going to
take this baby on the road.
That's right. That's right. Yesterday, for example, I tweeted a picture.
Yeah, what's up with that?
It was a photograph of a very large brown living room type chair that was on the roof of a car.
Not just any car.
Oh, I didn't notice that. What kind of car is it?
It's a sports car of some kind. Isn't it a Porsche?
I don't know.
It doesn't really say. Hey,
no.
If you know what kind of car that is, tell us. Tweet us back on that picture and then we'll know.
Yeah, anyway, that car was parked on Fenwick Street in Halifax. That's where the picture was taken day before yesterday. Have a feeling you're going to be seeing a lot of discarded living room furniture and other knickknacks along the sides of the road.
Or on cars,
yeah, as this jokester did. But yeah, this is the time of year, of course, where the students are all moving out of their apartments and flats. So the garbage is being hauled to the curb along many of the tree-named streets in Halifax.
And most of those pieces of furniture you don't want to use. They probably got them used to start with, and
they probably collected them from the sides of the roads to begin with.
And so they put a lot more living into those pieces of furniture, so you want to avoid them.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like the plague, which you might get, actually, if you sat in one of those.
Transport Canada has issued warnings to pilots in southern New Brunswick. Be on the lookout for a 21-meter Labatt blimp. Apparently, it broke its tether early on Monday. And they're not sure where it is, but that could probably cause some chaos if you're a pilot.
The Labatt Blimp. Mm. Doesn't that sound like a fraternity nickname for like a John Belushi kind of guy? Oh, look, here comes the Labatt Blimp.
Hey, some good concert news. Jan Arden is coming to town. Just announced she's going to be performing at the Metro Center on September 30th.
She was on that show. What's the Canadian version of the View?
The Chew?
No, not the Chew. The Social.
Okay, yes.
On CTV.
Yeah.
Jan Arden was a guest on that one. Freaking hilarious.
Listen.
She is so funny. She should have been a stand-up comedian.
You're going to buy tickets to listen to the music. You're going to stay because of the comedy. She is so funny.
Good Alberta humor.
Puts on a fabulous show. I remember the first time, or the one and only time that I met her, she was coming in doing a press junket. And this was back when I still worked at, it used to be CFDR, when it was a top 40 station.
Right.
Anyway, she breezed in on this afternoon and was just waiting to get into the studio to do the interview. And she plunked her arse down in the middle of the newsroom and proceeded to tell the most horrific Michael Jackson joke in the world. I don't remember what the joke was. I just remember I could not believe these words were coming out of this woman's mouth. And she was just a hoot and a half. So yeah, the tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. through Ticket Atlantic. Highly recommend that you pick up a seat to go see Jan Arden.
Did you see her on the Mercer Report? We saw that together, didn't we, when she went on top of the CN Tower?
Oh, they've brought her back a couple of times since then because it was so good.
But that was just terrific. They were both hanging off the CN Tower.
Yeah.
And really, you know, because you went down the side of 1801 Hollis Street.
That's right.
You know when you're going over the edge of those things. Comedy really isn't the first thing that you're thinking of.
Not exactly.
Very basic emotional language comes out of your mouth.
Yes.
And everything that she said was hilarious.
Yeah. Well, but the difference being is that she didn't have to censor herself because she was being edited for television. When I rappelled down the side of 1801 Hollis Street, it was absolutely live to air. So
that was funny.
I had no choice.
You sounded so nervous. You were trying not to be nervous, and you were kind of singing. You were going, okay, going over the side now. Here we go. Okay. Now. And you were asking them, do I put my hand here? No. Do I put my hand here?
The most terrifying thing I've ever done was that it's the second arse cheek over the side that kills you. The first one's okay. It's the second one that that causes you some pause for thought.
It's that second arse cheek, ladies and gentlemen.
And so there is a movement afoot now to bring the Cat Video Festival to Halifax.
The Cat Video Festival.
Yes. It's called Just for Cats Internet Cat Video Festival. And it's actually traveling to 17 cities across Canada.
Well, yeah, we're home of Tuxedo Stan, so of course we'd have that here.
But lo and behold, Halifax was not on the list. So now our absence has been noted. We do have some feline aficionados in town that are hoping to change this and trying to get the event to Halifax. And this actually was, before you start rolling your eyes and guffawing.
Too late.
This event actually is under the umbrella of the Toronto International Film Festival and had two sold-out showings. Just for Cats Internet Cat Video Festival may or may not be hitting Halifax.
And it's time to check some of the emails that we've received in the last little while, and we're getting a lot of them. You can email us very easily through jamieandlisa.ca.
Correct.
This one comes from Bonnie McKay. Bonnie McKay says, I was told by a wonderful friend to listen to this. I guess I have a feeling she's talking about the podcast.
Okay. There.
As she knows, I have followed Jamie and Lisa since Q104. That goes back a few years for me anyway. I have one question. Why isn't this longer? You know, you're not the first lady that posed that question to me.
And what's your answer, sir?
It's not how long the podcast is. It's what we do with it. That is correct. You both left me wanting more. Boy,
this is all sounding very familiar to you, is it?
Cutting to the quick here. I do not know how to share this with other people. If only I had my own radio station, I first of all would hire you, and with what I heard today, I would allow you to make up your own radio with no restrictions.
Ooh.
I've always loved the connection you two have always had on the radio. God knows I followed you everywhere you went. Stalker. Now that you are not on any radio station, I have boycotted all radio and just follow news on TV. I will pray you two will once again get your own gig on the radio again, as that's where you two belong. No, not hidden on the internet. Well, hopefully we're not hidden on the internet.
No, that's the whole
tell your friends
plan. Yeah, we don't want to be hidden on the internet.
One thing I do want to say about that, Bonnie, is the whole boycotting of radio. This brings me around to something that I've been wanting to talk about for a while. If you're not happy with radio, you can make your vote count, especially if you happen to be a diary holder, a BBM diary holder.
Yes, indeed. Now, unbeknownst to the general masses, the Bureau of Broadcast Measurement finished their ratings on this past Sunday.
Although, really, it should be painfully obvious because in the last little while, have you noticed radio stations giving away tens of thousands of dollars and trips and concerts, and they're paying your bills and your heating and cars and all that stuff? Believe it or not, they're not doing it because they're being really nice and they love you.
Yeah, that's not it at all. They're trying to buy your votes.
Basically, that's what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Because if you're a diary holder, you write down what radio station you were listening to during the ratings period.
Correct.
Now, of course, if you have to be listening to a radio station, and have you noticed all these contests you have to be listening to the radio station
for?
Well, of course, because you're listening to win a certain prize. Then when it's time to fill out the diary, you go, oh, I was listening to that station because I was trying to get that prize. And they get higher ratings. It's very important to them because that's how they sell the radio station to sponsors.
Right.
He who gets the highest ratings gets to charge the most and
exactly.
gets the most sponsors. So that's how it works. And we just wrapped it up. Now, if you happen to be a BBM diary holder and you've given up on radio, and a lot of people have, because year after year you see spoiled ballots, you see people that don't fill them out or whatever, I would highly recommend you do fill one out.
Absolutely, because each one of those ballots is the equivalent to,
I think, 1,000 people.
1,000 people.
I was always told
listeners.
That. Yeah, each person that votes, you know, you're voting for 1,000 people. Mm. So if you don't vote, that's not really sending a statement, because the radio stations just kind of compare their ratings with the other radio stations. So basically, if you're not voting, you're giving a lot of power to somebody who does vote.
Exactly.
If nobody votes except one person, that person has all the power, you see. So really, it would be a good idea to vote. Vote strategically. If there's one particular radio station that upset you, that may have laid people off that you might know. No, just kidding. But, you know, vote for another radio station that's, in contrast with that one. But vote. You really should.
Now, which begs the question a lot of people might be asking right now, okay, how do I get one of these ballots? Well, it all starts out as a telephone survey.
Mm-hmm.
They blanket the city with a telephone survey asking people, you know, first and foremost, if anyone in their family works for a radio, television, or newspaper.
Strike one and two for us. So we, of course, we can never, ever be, or we could never, ever be part of the BBM family, I guess you could call it.
No, up until now.
Yes, because that first question, is anyone work in the media? Oh, I do. Yeah, me too. Thank you. Thank you for your time.
Exactly.
Click, and that's the end of the interview.
And then they continue on to ask some basic demographic questions, male, female, your age. And then after the demographic questions are asked, they ask you if you would be willing to document your listening habits for a period of 1 week.
They pay you. They pay you well.
They do.
50 cents, I do believe.
No, I think it's a toonie now. I think they actually send you a toonie in the mail.
The unique thing about it, somebody told me, is they used to send a 50-cent piece. And that's,
oh, really?
Yeah, and that was quite rare.
Okay, that would have been cool.
They'd give you 50 cents, but it was a 50-cent piece. I was like, yeah, I'll take that.
Okay, very interesting.
Then they give you a diary that you are to fill out, saying what radio stations, if any, you've been listening to for the past, how many weeks is it?
It's only for 1 week. Now, even though the ratings period itself is for 8 weeks, you don't have to document your listening habits for that entire 8 weeks. You are given a specific week.
It's your own special week.
It's your own special week.
And I have good news for you. If you were given one of these, even though the rating period is over, you have until the end of this week to fill out your ballot.
That's right.
Because ratings actually ended last week, which means all the contests are going to end pretty soon as well.
Yes.
Let's go over the contests. Because this is going to be the first biannual. Oh, hang on. Stop with the music here. Is it biannual? We're going to do this twice a year. Is that biannual or is that every 2 years?
Ooh.
What's twice a year and what's every two? Oh, don't know. So it's the first. It's the first.
It's the very first.
The very first Jamie and Lisa ratings roundup.
All right, let's have a look at what the radio stations are giving away for this ratings period.
Okay, well, first of all, Q104 did something. Now, were they allowed to say that on the radio?
What?
They had F*CK. We can say it here.
Sure.
It was called What the Fuck is in the Truck?
Yes.
Now, what was that? They filled a truck with something, and you had to guess what it was, and you win?
The truck was driven around to various places in the HRM. I think it was sort of like a let's make a deal type of thing.
Also, Pearl Jam in Berlin and Kiss and Def Leppard in Toronto, plus Pump It with Pioneer Fuels. They were giving away thousands of liters in home heating oil.
Okay.
So that's what Q104 did during this ratings period. Over at C100, they did their tried and true Beat the Bank.
Well, why would they do anything else? I mean,
people like it. People know the radio station. And it's kind of fun to listen to on the radio.
Fun to play.
And it works for them. They've been consistently in the top three for as long as I can remember.
Yep.
The Bounce, they're going to be paying your bills.
Yeah,
that's kind of an old style radio contest.
Yeah, you send in the bill of your choice within, you know, a certain dollar amount. And if they draw your name and you call back in X number of minutes, I think it is, then they'll pay that bill for you.
Now, the Wave, they had a deal for like 20 grand in prizes from merchants that had a Wave McDonald's win card. Not quite sure how they did it. Mm. It sounded kind of convoluted. If you listen to the Wave, I'm sure you know what it is.
Okay.
Plus, they were sending listeners to see Bryan Adams somewhere in the Maritimes.
Yes, because he isn't coming to Halifax as part of this tour. He's visiting every little town and city.
All the nooks and crannies.
Exactly, but not Halifax this time around.
On the other side of that building, FX, I think they were doing fuel giveaways and flyaways, that type of thing. Those are always popular. You fly away somewhere to see an artist of some kind, or they pay your fuel bills, that type of thing.
That seems to be a popular one this time around, because I think the new station, Jack, was giving away fuel as well.
Yeah, Jack was heating your house. They want you to get hot, brand new home heating system.
So, oh, okay.
Yeah, they were going to do that. And about $10,000 in service and fuel.
Hmm.
Looks like Live 105 sending people to Montreal for the big festival there to see Jack White and Arctic Monkeys and Foster the People.
The big one that comes up this summer.
Radio 965. They're sending people to see Coldplay, a private Coldplay concert in New York City.
Mm.
This is another interesting thing that you might not know about, but all radio stations have ratings periods.
Sure.
And all radio stations want to do some kind of a concert. So there are companies that will actually package up a concert and sell it to radio stations as mm-hmm. their ratings promotion.
Exactly.
And I think this is one of them. It's Porter Airlines and Warner Music, but they're flying everybody down. Don't be surprised if you land there and it's a bunch of other radio station contest winners from other radio stations across North America, and you all go and see Coldplay. Energy 103 Storage Wars. You could win a storage locker filled with thousands of dollars in exciting prizes.
Oh, interesting.
Very interesting, considering I think I may have come up with that idea, because let's see, is it Metro? Yeah, it's Metro Self-Storage. We were talking about that back when we were on Light 92.9.
I think that was pitched to us, or we pitched it to them.
I think we pitched it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I don't know who pitched it, but anyway, they received it over at 103.5, so that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
And the big grand prize day is going to be May the 24th at Metro Self Storage. So just some examples of what the radio stations are doing in and around Halifax. One, if we can get one message across to you, though, the one thing I want to say is have fun with all the contests. Radio contests are a blast. If you win the contest, that's fantastic.
Take the money and run.
But if you happen to be a diary holder, a BBM diary holder, be very honest with your voting. Don't vote just because they gave you a trip. I mean, that's nice. If a radio station gives you a trip, you go, well, I might as well just mark their name down here with an X. But don't be swayed by that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, be honest and vote with your heart and your brain. But bottom line, vote. Don't spoil your ballot, because if you do, you're giving all the power to some other person, and who knows, they might like to listen to something that you do not like at all.
And don't vote for CBC, because they don't give a rat's ass.
Do you know what? No, CBC does, but the other radio stations don't. You're right. Did you know that CBC probably is number one? They were back when I first arrived in Halifax. Number one, without a doubt, hands down, in this market.
Mm-hmm. I think they still are.
They quite possibly could be. But the other radio stations don't care, because they are not a commercial radio station, so they're not in competition with the others. So they kind of say, well, let's just forget about CBC. So a vote for CBC really isn't helping your case.
Right.
Even if you're listening to CBC, you know, it's good that you are. That's fantastic. You're not helping CBC, because they're being paid with our tax dollars. All I know is traditionally everybody goes, wow, look at CBC. That's really high. They don't matter,
though.
Now
let's look at the real numbers.
Yeah. CBC isn't necessarily a protest vote, and not voting at all is really not good to do. Mm. If you want to know who to vote for or who not to vote for, you can always just email us and we'll tell you. I wonder, hey, we should get into that maybe in September. I wonder if we can rally the troops and everybody that does have a ballot, we can get together and do strategic voting. Remember they were doing that for the NDP?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Now, you mentioned September. The reason why is because here in Halifax, the ratings are conducted in spring and fall.
Yes, these are the spring ratings. The most important ratings of the year are the fall ratings. And that usually starts at the beginning of September, right after Labor Day this year. Is it the 1st?
It's September 1st they start, yep.
September 1st. So, yeah. So we're going to have a bit of a drought between now and then in terms of radio contests. You can win movie passes and mugs and things like that. But then about a week before September starts, lo and behold, you're going to be seeing the thousands of dollars given away
and
once
trips
again.
Trips everywhere. And yeah.
Something interesting that's happening in some of the larger markets is they no longer do this. They have people meters. They're called the PPM meters.
And it's still measured by BBM, the Bureau of Broadcast Measurement. But they're like little pedometers that you wear for a one-week period. You sign on to wear them for a week.
And if you walk into a store, for instance, and a certain radio station is playing in the background, it acknowledges that.
And records it
as
well.
And records it, so it says that you were listening to that radio station, so it's a lot more accurate.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember when those first came out, they were panicking. They were going like, okay, what are we going to do for ratings? Because we're always in ratings. Or maybe we're never in ratings. And they had to figure it out. Maybe we don't need to give away anything ever again. Maybe we have to give away things all the time.
Hmm.
But they're doing it in Toronto. And it's very interesting, because a lot of the stations that didn't have these flamboyant contests and things were on in businesses and things, and they showed up with these people meters, because you'd walk into a restaurant or into a place of business. that radio station would be playing in the background.
You might not even realize it or know it.
Even if you had a ballot, you wouldn't realize it. You wouldn't say, you know what, for a good half hour, I was listening to this station when
That's
I was
right.
sitting in the lobby of the dentist, that type of thing. So it's more accurate, but it's a lot more expensive to do. So we're probably not going to see it in Halifax for any time.
No, and that's pretty much guaranteed. Yeah, they're just doing it in Toronto and Vancouver right now.
Well, we got to one email. Sorry about that. We rambled on about this. So hopefully you learned a bit about radio ratings. And once again, if you do have one of those ballots, use it. Just a reminder that our second part of the Harv Stewart interview.
Yes.
If I can edit it together. It just turned into a big drunken brawl after a while. No, but we'll have the second part. That's coming up on Thursday.
All right. And coming up tomorrow, I'm going to rant about when it became acceptable for us as a people to carry on telephone conversations while sitting in the stalls of public washrooms.
I have a feeling there's a story.
There might be a rant.
Okay, great. So, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Until then.